Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mari here, and Sinead Sanderson is in from Peaches and Cream, the underwear store. Good morning, Sinead. So listen, want to talk bras today. Yes. All the men are going to be going, oh, here we go. But it's very important to us. So signs that you're wearing the wrong bra size. How can you tell straight away from someone walking in the door, Sinead?
Do you know, it's the most common thing. Everyone that walks in the door to us generally is wearing the wrong bra size because they want to be fitted and get it right. There's three different things with every bra every woman should know. It's the back band, which is the 32, the 34, the 36 part of your size. It's the strap on the bra, and then it's the cup. They all have to be right. You can't just get one right because the other two will let it down. A few telltale signs are really around the band of the bra. If it's riding up between your shoulder blades, or if you can put your hands in the air and the wire moves away from your rib cage or slips up over your boobs, that's really bad. That means it's far too big.
Okay.
Most people are wearing too big a back than too small a back. Too small a back is quite rare because you'd really, really know. It would be when you take your bra off at night, you'd have really deep ingrained red marks that are almost stinging you, you know. That's too small of a back. But 90% of the time it's too big a back, and then everything is off because 80% of the support of a bra is around the back. So the back must be completely flush to your rib cage. And it must be parallel at the front and back. So wherever the wire is at the front, the back of the bra should be in the same place.
Okay, so not riding up or down low.
Yeah, no riding. A lot of people put a bra on and they yank it down at the back for comfort. And they want it down there because it's around your waist, which is smaller than your back. It doesn't feel as bad. But what's happening then is they're complaining about lift or shape at the front. So you're dragging the bra down, you know. So try to put the bra, I often say to people that are bigger busted, to lean forward a little bit and let yourself fall into your bra. So you get the wire right up under at the front.
Okay, so how do you put the bra on then, Sinead?
I'm very tall, so I've long arms. So I put it on standing in front, you know. But that's not what people do. Everybody closes it first at the front and then they twist it around.
They twist it around. Yeah, that's what I do.
And then they pull it up. But the problem with that is you're overstretching the bra because the bra is essentially going to be nice and tight because it fits. The strap is going to be lovely and tight to hold up the front. And then the cup isn't going to cut you anywhere. You know, if you've loads of room in your cup, that's a problem. If you can put your hand in there, you need a smaller cup. But say you're getting bulges in your clothes because a little bit of boob is coming out somewhere. That's too small a cup. But putting it on at the front is fine. But just so you know that when you're dragging it around, you must lift everything up and put everything in properly. And you know that you're slightly stretching that bra out. So the long term effects is the life of that bra is going to be a little bit shorter than if you kind of lean forward, catch the clasp at the back, and then put it on.
Okay, now most bras have two or three clasps at the back.
Yeah.
What one should we be putting it onto?
When you buy the bra initially, always on the very first one. So in essence, when the bra stretches, which it will after 4, 5, 6 months, depending on your size, it stretches quicker, you move it in. So you have somewhere to go. Again, most people just grab what they grab. So wherever that hook hits, that's where they leave it, right? If you can, the first hook that you come to, and then leave the other two for when it stretches.
I'd say you must get people who have massive boobs and small backs, and also people who have large backs and small boobs.
Oh yeah, very
good. So is it hard to get bras to suit those kind of people?
Very, very good question, because I would be the former, you know, and I've my own experience. And what we do in Peaches and Cream is all we do is wear test stuff. So every week I'm wearing a different bra, whether I want to or not. I'll try it out before I commit to it. So if I don't like it or I don't feel like the shape is good, the support is good and the comfort. So for us, it's about comfort number one, and then shape is really good. So if I can combine the two of those things, I'm onto a winner. And then again, it has to have the quality to last. So people aren't buying bras every 3 months. So for smaller back, bigger cups, the market has exploded. It's like customers have become way more discerning. And instead of going for that standard 34, 36, 38 back, they're actually getting fitted and realising, oh my God, I'm a 30 or a 32. So invariably, when you go down the back, your cup size is going to get bigger, which can frighten people. But if you're wearing a 30G and you were wearing a 34E, you'll actually look smaller in the 30G because the back band is so narrow, it'll wrap you up into a smaller place. And the G part is only to stop anything indenting or bulging and that you're nice and tidy. Again, the big back, small bust lady is looking for something that's going to stay down. So what's happening is you want a band that's tight enough that it doesn't slide up over your bust. They really find that difficult to get something that connects right at the front and that doesn't gape, you know.
Mm.
It's very important that you don't gape when you're smaller in the bust, which is so common.
Yeah, yeah. And what is the most common size then, or is there one?
In
Ireland, are we getting bigger?
We are. We're getting smaller backs but bigger busts. Like, we try to keep all of our best sellers in every size in 32, 34, 36. We're still in that section. 32, kind of a C to a H, is really popular. But if I was to tell you the top selling sizes, really it's anything from a 32 E and F to a 34 double D E to a 36 D double D. They're the six sizes that seem to always, every single day, we're out of stock of.
Okay.
Constant,
yeah.
Constant sizing. But the 30 backs are coming up and the 38 backs are falling away, would you believe?
So I would imagine, you know, a lot of people probably spend very little on their bras. They want to go in and get their cheap ones. The quality, I mean, how do they even get the sizing right when they're so cheap?
Well, see, this is it. You know, Pennies, all these places do bras, right? And I'm always impressed with the array and selection. They're fabulous. Until maybe you go to wash them. And it's economy to scale. Bras in our store start from €38. But they go up to €110, okay? The average price of a bra will be €50 to €60 in our store. But these are brands that you're going to get 2 to 3 years out of that bra. And I always say to people, it's economy to scale. You might have bought 10 bras in that time and you might have thought you got good value. But if you actually add them up, they're probably you're spending more recycling those bras than you are on a good bra. And then it's all about rotation. And I know this is not a sales pitch, but I always say to people, you should have one to wear, one to wash and one in the wardrobe. So you should really have a few good bras that you can kind of rotate. They'll all stay for longer then. None of them will die. Some people get one good bra and they wear it to death and they wonder why it kind of died after 6 months. I think it's important to have a few.
And how often would you be washing a bra?
Again, it depends how many you have. If you have a good few, you might not wash them. You might do a monthly wash with a bra because you've only worn it once a week. Wash a bra when it needs to be washed. You'll know, right? Because they don't like to be washed. And often people hand wash bras. And I'm a big fan of taking care of your bra. And hand wash is what all the brands say you should do. But it depends on how vigorous you hand wash a bra. Some people are too rough and they're too rough on the fabric. So I prefer personally to stick mine into a pillowcase. I always close the back of the bra and I always stick them into a pillowcase because they won't rattle around then and they won't catch on the machine. But it's important to close the back because sometimes the hooks can pull the other bras and the wire can get loose. So always put them on that, you know, the quick wash, the 30 minute wash that you have in your machine. It's a cold wash. You don't put one of those pods in because they haven't got enough time to do their thing and you'll end up with your bras full of that gel that comes out.
Okay, so just water.
Little bit of powder. If you have a little kind of, you know, a tablespoon of powder in on top of them, let them do their thing and let them drip dry. Throw them on a clothes horse or on the line. They don't like to be spun and they don't like dry cleaners. Too much intense heat in the wire makes it brittle.
Okay, so forget about putting it in the tumble dryer.
Yeah.
Also, I would imagine the padding gets wrecked as well.
Yeah, the moulded bras, they crinkle up with too much heat. So it's important to reshape them when they come out and just leave them there. But if they're in a cold wash, they won't. They'll be fine. And it's such a quick cycle. It's really just to give them a rinse, freshen them up. It's like shapewear. The more you wash it, the quicker it'll die. So it's important to wash your underwear, of course. But just to be sure that if you have enough on the go, you'll wash them less.
Okay, there is Sinead Sanderson from Peaches and Cream. Tell me, where can we contact you? Where's the shop?
Well, our new store is on South King Street, there beside Zara and H&M. So it's a little bit bigger than our old store, but it's in a great location.
And you're online as well?
We are. We're online, peachesandcream.ie.
Thanks, Sinead. It is something for the weekend on Classic Hits.